following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you are currently driving in a four-door sedan, and you want to know what it would be like to be in a four-door sedan that is also a Hemi V8 Charger, roll up the windows and turn up the radio. Doesn't that feel better?
Get to your local Dodge dealer now and take advantage of the great deals being offered on the Hemi-powered Dodge Charger. There's no better time than right now to get the high-performance Dodge Charger with low APR financing. But you better act fast. Hurry to your Dodge dealer today. Financing for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance is fair.
We ask for a chance is fair.
Chance to equal our strife.
Chance to
do or dare.
Chance to do or dare.
He's got the touchdown! It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger!
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith in the honor held high.
Faith in the honor held high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is on its way. The kick is good.
Got to go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass, you know. Smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Kemp Kinney in the top of the eye. Taggy, the quarterback, calls his count at the line of scrimmage. Taking a long count here. He gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side. Touchdown. 74 yards on that drive. And Nebraska forges into the lead. 34-31, old man, woman, and child. I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Turns, hands it off to Burkhead right up the middle, drives, he's in. Nebraska, Rex Burkhead, rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this. It always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
The snap to Tommy and they give him the trap play and it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He's got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Tanner Martinez, an 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhuskers scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. There's nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Tanner, back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leaps, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's in the 45, he's in the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home! Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle! Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoe!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up. Snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat. It's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won. Eric Haig knocked it away, and the Huskers have
that survived in overtime in Ames.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
Doug and Danny, Friday show. It's football. It's volleyball. It's everything that goes along with a weekend of sporting activities, and we're glad to have you along with us here on the program today, getting ready for game number 3 of the Nebraska football season, game number 3 for UNK, game number 2 for Hastings College, and I think Hastings College might be the most intriguing of these, but Nebraska, after this whole week of whatever, was interesting. Bo Pelini's post-game, post-practice presser yesterday was less than 2 minutes. The shortest I have ever seen.
He's just the whole game last week put him in a foul mood, and it's carried over to this week. I'm sure it was not a fun week of practice.
But I also think the reason, and part of the reason, is the media for what's been going on. I mean, the fans can talk about it, then the media runs with it. Most of the questions, most of the talk this week has been negative. In fact, 90% of it has been negative. And why?
Well, because it hasn't been what people expected to see with the new offense. They wanted something. You know, I think they wanted bigger changes than they've gotten immediately. I get a little tired about it. You know, we run the deal down there like the CIA. Boy, you just don't know much about it. How long are we holding on till we release the full offense? That's getting a little bit old.
Yeah, but again,
either
that's...
you do or you don't.
Tony, that's living in Nebraska. We got nothing else. Most other programs don't have to worry about the media and the fans trying to break down what they're doing in the sprint option and the ace formation and the peso and the dime and who's the third string this. I mean, just face it, that's the case. There's not a lot to talk about. And when you've got to write column after column after column and have sports talk shows for hours upon hours upon hours, and, okay, we'll leave TV out of this one because, wow, 3.5 minutes, that's all we get. I'd rather see a health cast. Oh, yeah, that's what I'd rather see. But anyway, you got to talk about something. You got to write something. And that's the day and age when, if you got to have a Twitter account and keep it active, you got to have something. If you got a blog, you got to have something. If you got to have Facebook, you got to have something new. And that's where we're at these days, digging for anything new. And that takes us to just continuing to break down all of this.
And maybe it's unfair with what's happened so far with the offensive line, and now you got a redshirt junior that I don't know saw any action before this week going to start for an injured Andrew Rodriguez, the redshirt junior out of Lincoln Christian, been around for a long time. But
how injured is Rodriguez?
Well, we don't know in the CIA.
I was hearing that Andrew might not start anyway.
But now he's injured. Now it's a devastating injury.
Yeah.
More a blow to the psyche, probably.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from you folks. 888-455-ESPN. We're back in the studio.
Looks nice.
Who's this guy? I don't even know this guy.
Well, it's the same one with the Dolphin stuff.
Is that still Merritt? We still employ him around here, or he just keeps showing up? I can't ever remember.
He's in his Grant's dungeon. One that keeps showing up.
Oh, okay. But Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer engineer Merritt Lawson, glad to have you along with us.
No, I made Grant mad. I just told me I was number one.
He doesn't cry anymore. He just slashes your tires, and it's fun. If you'd like to email the program, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. He's going to go Grand Theft Auto 9 on your ass. That's what he's going to do.
That scares me a little bit, too. With
Mortal Kombat 37. He's going to drop you like you're hot.
Pretty good football game last night. You were volleyball, Doug. But, you're looking at the D. You want to see Nebraska's defense play like the LSU defense, I guess, is what – I guess if you're equating it and you're looking at the SEC, the best conference in the nation, say what you want about Nebraska's defense, but it was just from start to finish last night, those guys fly to the football and just blow people up. And they just – they basically suffocated Mississippi State's offense. They could get nothing going really any time. And I thought it was, I thought defensively, if you like hitting and you like people getting the football, you had to love the football game last night. Wasn't a lot of scoring, Now, made a couple big plays to get a touchdown up past the corner of an end zone. Found somebody looking in the backfield to get one by him. But that could really come down to about a 9-6 ball game.
Couple games going on tonight, including Iowa State having to make the quick turnaround after the upset of Iowa in their huge rivalry game. They have to hit the road and play Connecticut. That's going to be one of the games on our Big Daddy Deli's Pigskin Pick'em in the second half of the show. So get ready. Daddy and I are red hot. We're 0-2. We've been trounced a couple of times, although last week the loss was the Michigan-Notre Dame fiasco at the end. We would have beaten Jim from Gibbon, but no, we won. He won. And so we're 0-2. It's easy pickings. That's coming up in the second half of the show. Also, we have Kelsey Peterson joining us here in our next segment. Iowa State no longer with Nebraska, no longer a conference game, but the 12th-ranked Iowa State volleyball team is at 10th-ranked Nebraska in the Devaney Center tomorrow, so over 5,000. More you can get in the Coliseum, 10 maybe. We'll see how it goes on a Husker Saturday. Pretty tough to really want to party and hit both of those things, but the crowd will be there tomorrow. It's on Nebraska Educational
Television.
She just
graduated. She's a freshman, redshirt sophomore. No, what is she this year?
We'll be talking to Kelsey Peterson coming up in the next segment of the program, the senior starter for Iowa
State. That's what I was saying. It seems like just yesterday she was going to Iowa State. Everybody's excited about her career. It's already her final year.
I don't know. You befuddle me. Who else we got today? You want to talk some pro football?
I want to talk pro football. We're going to Pro Football Weekly. Eli Cabron joins us. So we're looking forward to that. That's the bottom of the hour.
All right. Can't wait. And Daddy's predictions, Big Daddy's Deli, all that going on. So we've got that. And you know what? We talked a little bit of high school football yesterday. There was an upset last night in Class A. Mark King and Lincoln Southwest knocked off Millard West 16-14 last night. So Class A, again, no one can ever figure out at the beginning of the year who's good and who's not, I guess, or nobody wins that's supposed to win.
Another Orr chant rears his head.
Duh. Winning. And Charlie Sheen's starting to pop around now. Been on Leno. The roast is coming up Monday night. I know you can't wait for that. Clear your calendar. Thank God the Monday night football game is just atrocious between the Giants and the Rams. Why would you pick that? Woo! But at least I get, you know, they got the Rams on, so whatever. Then they haul in the New York market, so I guess they can go with that. Lincoln Northeast beat Bellevue East last night, 42-34. Gross over South Sioux City. Elkhorn over Boys Town. All competitive football games, and Greeley-Walbach beat St. Edward. Tonight, ton of football games on our network of stations. We're going to head up to Pleasanton this week and watch them take on SEM right here on ESPN. You've got Kearney Catholic taking on Cambridge, and you've got Crete taking on Adams Central, a pair of number one teams, depending on which polls you look at in Crete and Cambridge. Can the home Tri-City teams get this done? The game is at Cambridge, and the one for Adams Central is in Hastings.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of interest, especially you expected Kearney Catholic to be 0-3. Everybody across the state expected them, except the kids in that locker room. And to see if they can slay the second giant in 3 weeks, that would be remarkable.
That's because you just don't have a positive outlook on things. You always look at things like that.
No, I just don't been around high school football enough. I'm pretty good at analyzing the games.
Bertrand Elwood tonight, 5 o'clock, UNK, followed by Axtell Alma, the third annual 8-man classic.
I think both. Elwood's a surprise team to be where they're at right now. Bertrand knew they had some talent coming back. Alma just is going to continue to dominate people, rated number one in a lot of polls. By the way, you know how many drugs Charlie Sheen's did? Enough to kill 2.5 men. We'll take a break and be back after this with Kelsey Peterson.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
farmers. Investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit buildersne.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Everything from the latest surgical procedures to designer frames and sunglasses. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you. Doctors Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk promise you the latest in care. And at Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have the most up-to-date styles in eyewear all under one roof. Focused on your vision, focused on your style. Call 308-236-8500 or visit us on the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
Saturday, it's an early season battle of two top-rated teams. Hi, this is Brian Davis of Westwood One. Join Eddie George and me from Tallahassee as the Oklahoma Sooners, led by junior quarterback Landry Jones, take their number one ranking on the road to face the fifth-ranked Florida State Seminoles. Both teams have high expectations, but only one can win. Join us to find out who that'll be. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Oklahoma, Florida State, Saturday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for your day today. Unseasonably cool. Highs will be running about 20 degrees below average, only warming into the middle 50s. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Phil Jensko.
Right now, 45.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you. I see you on my radar. Don't you act like you afraid of shit.
You know I got it. If you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you. Don't worry about them haters. Keep your nose up in the air.
You know I got it. If you wanna
Duggan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at Burger King. Two locations, BK and Kearney at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, and 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. Also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Duggan Daddy Show rolls on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda getting a chance to catch up with one of our local celebrities that has moved on out of the state of Nebraska. We love keeping up with the area kids as they move on and do well in their collegiate career. And we've had a chance to talk to her a couple of times on the program. But tomorrow, Iowa State and Nebraska will duel in the Devaney Center in a little bit of college volleyball. Two top 15 programs, and Kelsey Peterson in her senior year with the Cyclones joins us on the Duggan Daddy Show. Kelsey, hey, thanks for the time, and how are things going with you?
Things are going good. We're in about fourth week of season right now, so it's a grind, but we're keeping on. Back in here.
How's the health? I know that's been that plagued you last year. How are you feeling? You've played every match. You've played every game, so I assume things are going well there.
Health is good. I had some knee issues last year, but Dr. Slosky helped me out when I came back to Kearney, and I'm feeling 100% now.
That's an interesting point, too, Kels, because sometimes the colleges want to send you to where they go doctor-wise, and mm-hmm. What was that like? Were they okay with what you were doing?
I did get a scope from the doctor here, and then we wanted a second look from Dr. Slosky. I really trust the guy. He's helped me out with my shoulder before, and they were all for it. They want me to be better no matter what. So if I had like another doctor, they were okay with it.
Kelsey Peterson joining us here on the Duggan Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I thought maybe, Kelsey, when we talked, we'd still be talking about an undefeated volleyball team that was putting on a heck of a roll. Now, 9-0, Nebraska fans chuckle when we say that's the best start in Iowa State history, because you guys have had some very good seasons while you've been at Iowa State, but 9-0 was the best start ever, and then things kind of fell apart against Northern Iowa earlier this week. So let's start with the great start. How your team was playing before this Northern Iowa match. Tell me how you thought things had been going.
I think the main reason for our success was just teamwork and chemistry. Like, we beat number 7 Florida when we were 17, in five matches. And I think, like, the main reason we won is our chemistry and leaning on each other for that. We're a very athletic team, but the main part is, just like my freshman year, chemistry is going to win us the big games.
What happened against Northern Iowa that really hadn't happened those previous nine matches?
Our defense lacked a lot in that game, and we just weren't playing like a team. They outplayed us by far. They brought their A game, and we just really didn't show up mentally or physically.
Kelsey Peterson is with us, the Kearney Bearcat grad, now in her senior year with Iowa State. Kelsey, can you believe it's your senior year already?
No, I can't believe it. I kind of wish I registered now just so I can stay longer.
It's for you personally, how do you think the season has gone so far?
I think it's gone great. The fact that we've broken a record already and just the team in general is looking really good, and we're going to go far this year.
This is the only crack you're going to have at Nebraska this year, and it's on the big stage. It's out of the Coliseum. It's at the Devaney. Many more people will be there, and obviously the only chance without traveling out to see you at Iowa State for the Kearney fans and the Nebraska fans. What's it meant each time that you play Nebraska now that the series is much more competitive?
Every time I play Nebraska, I want to, you know, bring my all and do really well. Not only for my team, but I want to do it like for the Nebraska fans that also cheer for Iowa State, because we have five girls on our team from Nebraska, so we always try to play our best when we play them.
Does Coach ever have an extra word or two for you before you take the floor with her Nebraska ties?
Not really. She doesn't really bring it up. I wish she would, though.
You guys, with the win, you've experienced at least a win against Nebraska. What would it mean if you guys could pull off this victory tomorrow night at the Devaney Center for your team, especially seeing what happened earlier in the week?
This would mean everything to us right now, because we're trying to get over that loss we had Tuesday. And personally, I want to get them one more time before I graduate.
Playing in the Devaney Center, it's not the Coliseum, which is really cool. What about playing in front of a venue that could have 10,000 fans in it?
Oh, I didn't know it was that big. Personally, that excites me. Hopefully, our team's not really – we get about 5,000, I think. We get quite a lot of people, but we're not used to 10,000. So hopefully our team can react and be composed the entire time.
Talking with Kelsey Peterson here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Kelsey, last year the Coliseum got flooded in the summer. You guys had to really adjust to where you played and what you did. How much nicer is it now to have that comfort level and not have any outside weird things like that going on?
Oh, man, I got so used to last year. And then now the fact that I don't take my shoes home, I can shower at the gym. It's so much easier and way less stressful. Last year was just one big stress fest, so it's a lot easier this year.
Well, it's always nice to be able to go home when it's time to go home, and I'm talking about your gym there and your home, Hilton Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Take me back, if you can, now that we're kind of wrapping up the Kelsey Peterson career, and I know we've asked you before if you thought you made the right choice and if you've been happy at Iowa State, and you have and you like everything that's going on, but have you gotten everything out of what you thought you would get at Iowa State, looking back to what you were expecting when you signed on coming out of high school?
I got everything and more, because I wasn't exactly expecting to play my freshman year, and the fact that I've been a four-year starter means everything to me. I'd rather go somewhere and play and be successful and then go somewhere and still be successful but not play. Like, I got a chance here, and that's all I wanted was a chance. And I don't think I would have gone to other places because I really wasn't a big name in volleyball. So I like that. Like, it's equal opportunity here. Anyone at any given time could be on the court.
So far, what's been the coolest experience about playing at Iowa State?
Coolest experience at Iowa State? I would say our fans are amazing here. We get it pretty packed. They're loud. Our band's awesome. Everyone here is just always cheering real loud, and I love the crowd.
What about the folks back in Kearney? They still wear, every time I see your dad, he's got Iowa State garb on. I have to slap him upside the head every once in a while.
I don't know what he's going to do when I graduate. He's going to find a new obsession. I don't know what it's going to be, but I still get a lot of support from Kearney. I have a few friends, and of course all my family's coming to the game. And we played there last spring, and I still had a lot of supporters that were both for UNK, but also for me and the Iowa State volleyball team. Kearney. So, yeah, they still always represent well.
Carney High's got a couple of girls that might be getting some division, at least one in the Higgins girl that's looking pretty good. How much do you know about the girls that are with the program now here at Carney?
Actually, my sister is the assistant coach now, so I get all the details about them. Katie's actually been to a few of our camps at Iowa State, and she's very good. She's very athletic, and she's a hard worker, so I think she can go far.
Finally, Kels, kind of a big picture thing here. Everybody talks about this more of in a football sense, but if the Big 12 kind of breaks up here, is Iowa State, is that a concern on campus? Do the athletes talk about it? Do the athletic department, do the coaches talk about that the future might be up in the air, or do you just let them take care of that kind of stuff and don't worry about it?
Our coach pulled aside one day at practice and said there's a bunch of rumors going on about the Big 12. Most of the time they're rumors, but we'll let you know if something, like, is signed, seriously happens. But I'm not really worried because I'm a senior and nothing will happen, but I still want Iowa State, obviously, for volleyball, football, everything, to have a good conference. So I really don't know what's going on there. They don't tell us anything.
Most of the time the college kids just say, let's find out what happens afterwards. Kels, we'll let you out of here with this. You mentioned senior season. You won't have to worry about that kind of things. Are you taking notice of the last time you go to Lincoln or the last time you do this? Have you started to get a little nostalgic, or are you that type of a person?
Yeah, I'm getting a little sad that it's going to be my last time playing in Nebraska. Like, every time I play, I'm like, oh, this is my first last game, or this is my first last practice, stuff like that, or my last first practice. But, yeah, I'm definitely feeling the senior effects about it.
All right, Kelsey, we'll let you get back to work. Best of luck Saturday night against the Huskers and throughout the season. Always great to catch up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kelsey. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, you can catch the match on Nebraska Educational Television, or if you're in Lincoln, it's at the Devaney Center, so don't be like hanging around outside the Coliseum going, when are we going to open the door? I hope they let us in. I got to use the bathroom. Come on, open the Coliseum. No, it's at the Devaney tomorrow. I want to thank Kelsey Peterson. Wish her the best of luck as they get ready to take on the Huskers tomorrow. I'm looking at our pigskin pick'em. They're tough.
I know. You used to make throw a couple lob balls at us.
Coming up Pro Football Weekly, huh?
Eli Cabron, associate editor.
You've already made your picks. I hope he goes against a couple of them. We'll be back with Eli right after this.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food. Full bar, Keno, nationwide horse racing, Husker football. Bet on the best at all the top tracks. Enjoy full menu dining plus today's special shrimp basket, veggie, and garlic toast for just $5.25. Saturday, watch the Husker Washington game with a snack and drink special. Race to the finish line, number one for weekend food and fun.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why am I singing on tune? Like a hummingbird, I might add. Because May is Ultimate Tune-Up Month at Napa. So hurry in now and get up to a $75 mail-in rebate at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers on qualifying engine parts, from oxygen sensors and ignition coils to spark plugs and wires. $75. So keep your car humming even better than this. Get a tune-up on qualifying parts. Offer expires 5/31/11. See your local Napa Auto Parts store or auto care center for details.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple.
One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for your day today. Unseasonably cool. Highs will be running about 20 degrees below average, only warming into the middle 50s. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Phil Jensko.
Right now, 45.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Big Daddy Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em is coming up. Your chance to, of course, make us 0-3 on the season. Daddy's selections are ready to go. Can't wait to hear those. And, folks, if you're heading to the Husker game or just going out before a high school contest tonight, got to feed the family. Do it the right way by tailgating with all the great food from Troutman's Quality Meats, USDA Certified Choice Angus Beef. Quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. They've always got fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's. Always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. Why don't you try out some real tailgate and chow, chili cheese brats, state fair brats, and Polish sausages. They've got snack sticks. They've got the steaks and bacon for breakfast or whenever, because sometimes I like 2 pounds of bacon at 5 p.m. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Might as well have it good. It's right there. Whether you want just some ground beef to fix up burgers, or you want the brats, or you want the Polish sausages, it's all there for you. The fresh sausage this week includes garlic sausage, Italian sausage, and always the great selection of brats. See Carrie and the gang, because certified Angus beef at Troutman's. The service is friendly and personal. Always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase at Troutman's Quality Meats and Grills. Best friend, Highway 30 Kearney, across from Bob's Superstore.
I know when our next guest comes through Central Nebraska, he always stops at Troutman's Quality Meats. Eli Cabern, Associate Editor of Pro Football Weekly. If you're a pro football fan and you don't subscribe to Pro Football Weekly, I question whether you're a pro football fan. Eli, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're getting ready for week two, and obviously we need a lot of help because we didn't make very many good picks last week. We always know week one's a little bit crazy, but the number one thing that stood out to you of all the storylines, which one really piqued your interest?
I think the biggest story was the alleged Super Bowl contenders that kind of fell flat on their face. The Steelers just getting pounded in Baltimore. Not that they lost necessarily, but just how they lost by 4 touchdowns, kind of embarrassed. The Falcons were manhandled in Chicago by the Bears. The Saints, who obviously had a tough game against the Packers, but they did not win. So a lot of these favorite teams did not come away with wins in week one. So that kind of caught my attention. And then Cam Newton's performance, just kind of a surprise. I thought he'd be good running the ball, but I did not expect him to throw for over 400 yards in his first ever NFL game.
Eli, I'll come back at you at that and say, did you expect Chad Henne to be able to throw for what he did versus the Patriots' defense?
No, that was another surprise as well. I mean, the Patriots' defense has been known to give up some yards, and they did that against Chad Henne, but I did not expect of all quarterbacks it would be Chad Henne to be the one to light them up like that. That did catch me as a bit of a surprise.
Eli Cabron from Pro Football Weekly joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for week number two. And for the folks that followed NFL as long as we have, Eli, you're never as great as you were in week one, and you're never as bad as you were in week one, unless maybe you're the Colts. Oh, my. Colts, Browns, immediately stinker game of the week. Browns was kind of the darling of some folks to sneak into the playoffs. So were the Chiefs. Man, did they look bad last week.
Yeah, both of those teams were just flat-out embarrassed at home. I mean, the Browns just lost to a rookie quarterback, and most people had the Bengals as the worst team in the league entering this season, and they just looked like a much better team than Cleveland did. And then the Chiefs, I thought that their bad preseason was just kind of an anomaly and that they would kick it up when the season began, and that was not the case at all. They looked awful, and it did not help that Eric Berry tore his ACL in the first quarter. He's out for the year. It's just things getting worse and worse in Kansas City. They got to turn it around quick because they are going to fall in a deep hole if they don't, because their schedule gets a little tougher as the season goes along, so they got to win some games soon. The Browns and Colts this week, turn. If you have another choice on the TV, go to the other game. That Colts Browns game could be ugly.
You can find out who the bottom tier announcers are on your DirecTV package.
Exactly.
And your NFL, because that's who will be there. And I'll take it.
Marv Albert and Rich Gannon, by the way.
Really? Wow. Well, Marv, I think, is just trying to help fill in. I want to stay because we have so many Chiefs fans in the area, and maybe, you know, after the fact, everyone can point out, well, God, did you see? Yeah, they finished hot last year, but the four teams they played were like a combined, you know, 12 and 1,000. And as tough as their schedule is, they seem to have the parts on offense. Is the line that bad, Eli?
Yeah, their offensive line is the big question for them that I had coming into this season, and they just did not look good in the first game. They got pushed around by a little young and inexperienced Bills squad. And like you said, the schedule gets much tougher. So if they can't beat teams like the Bills at Arrowhead, they're going to have some concerns. But the offense should be able to thrive. I got questions now about the defense. They just got torched by Ryan Fitzpatrick and Scott Chandler, who are not necessarily the second coming of like Montana and Young, or Montana and Rice, I should say. So their pass defense especially just did not look good. No pressure on the quarterback. So the offensive line and then the secondary are going to be big things to watch for the Chiefs, I think.
Well, a pleasant surprise for Doug and I being Cowboy fans. We're the way the Cowboys played for 52 minutes of the game, I guess, the other night. Can they go on the road again and come out of San Francisco with a victory?
Hell yeah!
I got to think they can. I mean, the difference in quality of competition between the Jets and the 49ers is about as wide as you'll find in the league. The 49ers just are not that good of a team. They beat the Seahawks in week one because of some fluke punt and kick returns by Ted Ginn. I got to think that the Cowboys are kind of in must-win mode. They know that they got to take care of business. They don't want to start out 0-2. So I would think that the Cowboys will come out with a big effort this week, facing a much easier opponent than the Jets in primetime on 9/11 in New York. That kind of had to be an emotional night. They should be under much less pressure this week in San Francisco.
Eli Cabarron, Pro Football Weekly, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Of course, Sunday night, it's the Eagles and Falcons. That's supposed to be one of, if not the marquee game. But then you got Patriots and Chargers with the lubed-up New England fans. What do you think about that one, Eli?
I think that's going to be probably the best game of the weekend, Chargers versus Patriots. Two great offenses, two great quarterbacks. It's going to come down to who can make the most stops. The Chargers got off to a sloppy start last week, but they had the luxury of playing Donovan McNabb, who just was awful for the Vikings, and they were able to pull out a win. They're going to need a better defensive effort this week against the Patriots because we just talked about, the Tom Brady offense was just unstoppable on Monday night against the Dolphins. Chad Henne had a good game, but Tom Brady had an amazing game. So that's going to be a high-scoring affair. I think that the Patriots will win just because it's so tough to go into Foxborough and come out with wins. And North Turner's teams have a tendency to lay an egg in primetime games, especially in early in the season. So I would lean with the Patriots there, but that should be the game of the week, I think. And then the Michael Vick return to Atlanta is going to be interesting because the Falcons are kind of in must-win mode. They got off to a slow start last week against the Bears, so it'll be interesting to see if they can recover.
Tampa Bay at Minnesota, high expectations for the Bucs this year. Detroit, well, there's high expectations for Detroit, too, turning things around. But they kind of laid an egg on their home field, got behind, never responded, really, against Detroit. Now they've got to go to Minnesota. You mentioned McNabb and hasn't been good, but can this team win on the road?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers got to win this game. If they, everybody in the NFC South lost, which I guess is good for all of them because the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers, the Bucs, none of them are behind any of them right now. But if the Buccaneers envision themselves as a 10-win team, that means you got to win some games on the road, and they already lost one at home. So, and the Vikings is going to be one of their easiest road games, I think. Josh Freeman did not have a great day against the Lions last week. I think he'll turn it around. They got to stop Adrian Peterson, though. That's the key, obviously, when you're facing the Vikings. So it could be a pretty close game, but I think the Buccaneers, just if they are the team that they think they are, not to sound like Danny Green, but if they are who we thought they were, they have to win this game.
All right, Eli, who's your lock of the week, and who's your underdog pick of the week?
My lock of the week, I'm going to go a surprise with you. I think the Buffalo Bills are my lock because they're facing the Raiders this week, and the Raiders looked solid against the Broncos, but Broncos played a late game on Monday night, so they got a short week, and then they got to fly all the way across the country against a Bills team that just steamrolled the Chiefs. I think the Bills are going to be riding high. I like the Bills in that one. And then my upset, I guess, I don't know if it's technically an upset, but in terms of Las Vegas odds, the Bears are 7-point underdogs against the Saints. I think the Bears are a very good team. They got a really good defense, and the Saints are banged up. So I would take the Chicago Bears as my upset of the week and the Bills as my lock.
Interesting thoughts. Eli, we love catching up with you guys. Love following your work at Pro Football Weekly. We'll continue to send more people to subscribe to the Bible of Color or Pro Football.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, take care. With Pro Football Weekly, Eli Cameron, associate editor. Love having him on the program on this Friday. Are you ready to make your selections?
I'm locked. I'm loaded. I'm ready to go.
You sure?
Positive.
All right. Let's have Daddy's selections for the weekend. How were you last weekend again?
3-2.
3-2. Hit both of your pro games. I see you've picked a few more games this week. Let's hear them.
Okay, folks, I've watched Doug's tactics and how he treats people in the office, so I'm going with the bullying tactics. I'll just be honest with you.
Wow.
Cincinnati, minus 33 at home. The Bearcats face, that's right, the Zips of Akron. The line opened at 29.5. Now it's 33 to 35, depending on where you pick up your groceries. Many trends point towards Akron in this one, but many of those trends didn't include Kevin Cosgrove as a defensive coordinator either. Bearcats and Tennessee were tied at 14 apiece in the second quarter. Well, in the third quarter, that one got away from Cincinnati, 35 to 14. Kevin Cosgrove sucks. Lay the points. Minus 33. This team's going to roll them up. Sorry, Akron Zips. You're going down, and you're going down in flames.
And remember, folks, never invest with your heart. Invest with your head.
Hawaii, minus 18 at UNLV. The Rebels, 15-3 against the spread at home, but last year's Rainbows put up 606 total yards. Hawaii's 15-5 lately, and 5-0 is a road favorite. I'm going to lay 18 points, and the Rainbows take care of the running Rebels. Michigan State at Notre Dame. Notre Dame minus 5.5. The dog now in Fighting Irish games, 20-3 against the spread. The Spartans, 7-0 against the spread as series visitor. Well, they're visiting this week. And the underdogs, Michigan State. I'll take those 5.5 points, take Kirk Cousins, Edwin Baker, and the gang to not only cover that spread, but to win the game outright. Big game of the weekend. Third straight home game for Florida State. Dr. Lou is on the Seminole side. Folks, this game isn't won on Saturday, he said last night. This game was won all offseason long. It's through preparation. And remember, the Ark was not built the day it started raining. The Ark was built well before it started raining. Sorry, Dr. Lou, I'm taking Oklahoma and two talented offense. Minus the 3 points, I take the Oklahoma Sooners in this one. I move to the NFL. Tampa Bay at Minnesota. Josh Freeman on the carpet finally gets it going with Mike Williams. I will take Tampa Bay plus 3 points at Minnesota. Philadelphia at Atlanta, 8-0 against the spread, off straight-up losses of 10 or more points. That's the Atlanta Falcons. They're 8-1 at home in September, folks. That's the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Ryan regroups, takes care of business on the carpet, in the dome, and ruins the Vic return. Take those 3 points and take the Atlanta Falcons. In a summary, Cincinnati minus 33 points, Hawaii minus 18 points, Michigan State plus 5.5 points, Oklahoma minus 3, Tampa Bay plus 3, and Atlanta plus 3. Those are my college and pro football selections.
It's time now for your selections. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Steve Sarkisian and the Washington Huskies come into Lincoln today, play tomorrow against Nebraska. Do you realize, Tony, that last year's bowl game for Washington was their first one in 8 years?
Really?
It's not tough to get into bowl games anymore. The last bowl game that Washington played before that embarrassment last year in the Holiday Bowl was the 2002 Sun Bowl. Which Big Ten team did they lose to in the 2002 Sun Bowl? Tell me which Big Ten team that Washington lost to in the 2002 Sun Bowl. You're going heads up with Big Daddy Deli's Pick'em on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's the Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and three decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories a true outdoorsman like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Use my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
Now through Sunday at Menards, we're crazy.
Crazy about our deals.
It's our Crazy Day sale, and you'll find unbelievable deals.
Save big on a bagless vacuum by Eureka. It's perfect for pet owners, only $89 after rebate.
Save $70 on a super handy 57-piece oscillating toolkit on sale for just $29.99.
Good while supplies last, so hurry into Menards' Crazy Day sale now through Sunday.
Price is so low,
they're crazy.
Save big money at Menards.
Bo Pelini puts his guys through a lot. The blood, the sweat, the tears. And that's just the sports writers. Every week you can meet and hear two of the best at Covering the Huskers.
Hi, this is Steve Sipple, columnist for the Lincoln Journal-Star. Let's talk some Husker football at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney this Wednesday.
Preceded by a live Doug and Daddy show at 11. Brought to you by Home Federal Savings Bank, the Midway Auto Dealerships, Graham Tire, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for your day today. Unseasonably cool. Highs will be running about 20 degrees below average, only warming into the middle 50s. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Phil Jensko.
Right now, 45.
Oh my God.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, where it is time for Big Daddy's Deli to award a winner a large combo meal. And, of course, the Doug and Daddy t-shirt can't get any better than that. In our pigskin pick'em, and the answer to our trivia question, who was the team Washington beat in the 2002 Sun Bowl out of the Big Ten? Purdue. That was... or got beat by Purdue, I should say, but that's who they played out of the Big Ten. And Miles from Taylor, America, is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Miles, what's going on?
I guess.
Hey, let's pick some football games here. You ready?
Yep.
All right, Daddy, let's start with tonight's game. Iowa State at Connecticut. Miles, who you got?
Iowa State.
Daddy.
Hawk, take Randy Edsall's a great coach. I love him, Connecticut.
Yeah, nice. Where's he at now?
He's at the place of the bad uniforms, Maryland.
Oh.
See, I threw a little curveball at it. Just some people are like, is Randy? No, he's
not.
Yeah,
you just make the credibility of the, as usual, because they can't see your face. I know you're joking.
They know I'm joking too, Doug.
Oh, is that
can't figure that out? You're a moron.
I'm a moron, man. That's all I'm saying. You know, I really want to pick Iowa State here. I really do, so I'm going to. West Virginia at Maryland. I'll take Maryland. Daddy?
I will take West Virginia. Too much speed for those bad uniforms.
Miles?
Maryland.
Let's go Arizona State at Illinois. Daddy, who you got? Illinois favored by a point and a half. Night game in Champaign.
I guess I'm going to take the home team here. I really have no feel.
Miles, who you like, Arizona State or Illinois?
Arizona State.
You know, I like Arizona State, so I'm going to take them. I thought, you know, Missouri's okay. Auburn at Clemson. Who you like, Miles?
Clemson on that one.
I'm taking Auburn. I'm going to take Auburn. Daddy?
I thought I was going to be different here, Miles, but I think the Rock, too much to overcome. They touch it and gain the power from the Rock. I think Clemson, pretty close, but I think Clemson.
Probably special teams, huh, Corso? Pittsburgh at Iowa. Boy, if you're a true Nebraska fan, you really aren't going to watch this game. Who you got, Daddy? Pittsburgh at Iowa.
I'm going to take Iowa at home. Tough loss last week. I think they bounce back.
I shall take Iowa as well. Miles.
Make that three of us.
They're all pulling for the Hawkeyes. Utah at BYU. What a schedule at the start for BYU. I'm taking Utah.
Yeah, I'm taking Utah as well. Miles?
Utah.
Clean sweep. Now we start to get even more interesting. Michigan State could send Notre Dame to an 0-3 start. Daddy, will they?
That's what I picked, one of my selections. I'm going with the Spartans.
What do we think, Miles?
Michigan State.
Oh, man. They just...
About a 5.5-point favorite.
They didn't look that good last week, and I watched some of that football game. Gosh, they didn't look good. Notre Dame... But Notre Dame always finds a way to have pressure and show. Michigan State. Okay, there you go, Irish Ken. Texas at UCLA. Daddy, they're splitting their quarterbacks. I don't know how you take Texas here, but is UCLA any good? Miles, who you like?
I'm going to go with UCLA.
Daddy?
Heard a nasty little rumor that Rick Neuheisel played the guitar a lot this week.
Jeez.
I will take the Bruins.
What's the spread in that game?
I believe
there it is.
About 1 point or
Texas
2 points.
Was 4.5, and now it's anywhere from 3 to 3.5. I don't know. I'm gonna say that Texas's defense is good enough. I just circled Texas and made me throw up in my mouth. You took UCLA?
I took UCLA.
Ohio State at Miami of Florida.
Being billed as the ineligible.
And who you got?
I will take Miami, getting Ja'Cory Harris back.
Miles, who you like?
Miami as well.
I'll stay on the Big Ten bandwagon and continue to pick visiting teams. Ohio State. Oklahoma's at Florida State. I hope Oklahoma wins by 50. One's good enough here. I'll take the Sooners. Daddy?
I will take the Sooners as well.
And Miles?
I will take the Sooners as well, too.
All right, it's time for this right. It could come down to the tiebreaker. Hasn't the first 2 weeks because we've really been tearing it up. Washington at Nebraska, total points. Daddy and I have ours wrote down. What do you think, Miles?
41.
That's pretty close to yours, Tony. He's the low end. What do you got?
I got 45.
And I have put down 52. Miles, excellent selections. It's just a mere formality that you will defeat us and be in the finals for the grand prize at the end of the year. Enjoy your Big Daly's Deli, and take care of the Loup County folks up there at Taylor, all right?
All right, thank you, guys.
You bet. Love to have Miles from Taylor on the Doug and Daddy Show with us here today, and he is the winner of a Big Daly Deli large combo meal. Two locations in Hastings, 610 East South Street or 801 West 2nd, and top of the hill in Kearney at 3905 North 2nd Avenue, home of how many sandwiches?
A bazillion four now.
That is correct. That is so correct. Let me put my name on that one. That looks like about 3-7 for me this week. I'm going to go about 3-7.
I'm going to write these down on my little sheet so I know.
Did I mention Jerry Tarkanian? I think folks have seen this, but Jerry Tarkanian was at the game. Got to see him on Saturday setting up in the press box, kicking it with Doc Sadler up there.
Yeah, went and attended a Husker practice earlier in the day.
Sat in a chair.
They got some padding for him, though.
Tark the Shark, 81. I had to look that up. I couldn't believe it. 81 for Tark the Shark. Ross Ells was the Big Red Breakfast that they have every Friday morning in Omaha. Ross was there today and just looking at some of the blogs and some of the writings from Omaha and Lincoln, and looking at Brian from Lincoln with some of the notes from today. I don't see anything overly exciting there, except that he started out by saying, since he's in charge of covering kicks, he's in charge of kick coverage. And remember, Nebraska against Chattanooga was kicking it around to open the season. He goes, well, that was the shortest tenure in NCAA history. So there you go. But Els says Will Compton suffered the ankle injury, has battled back. Looks like he should be okay to go. Alfonso Denner said he didn't know. I don't expect to see him tomorrow either, so, which is too bad because I kind of thought maybe he would be back by now.
Well, I think they can get through this week and next week, and just you don't want this thing reoccurring. Get him back for that conference schedule and be ready to go.
Els said that his linebackers did not tackle well enough against Fresno State. Said, we were not in the right spot in the majority of the long runs that were gaining 5, 6, 7, 8 yards, so that's on me. So we'll see if it all gets better. Daddy, it's time for our predictions. So far, Nebraska has won 2 football games. What do you think against Washington tomorrow? Is it more Holiday Bowl-esque, or is it more Seattle-esque, or is it somewhere in between?
No, I think the defense really responds. They shut down Chris Polk, and you got a young quarterback out there then that feeds into the Huskers' defense. I've got 38-7.
Boy, they're giving up points. I'm going to hang right around that 41-42 mark. 42-14 is what I'm going to go with in this football game, and it could be any variance thereof, a touchdown either way by both of these teams. But here's what I'm saying. I've been defending and saying easy Husker fan, but the boys need to come out and play football tomorrow afternoon in Lincoln. That's why you're there. You only get so many opportunities. Come out and beat down a team that embarrassed you last year and shut all of these Husker haters up. That's what I want to see tomorrow.
You know, I think the biggest thing is, let's see the defense respond. You knew the offense was maybe going to be up and down throughout the first couple games, but the defense you relied on thought was steady. They've got to come out. You know what? Give them the ball first. We win the coin toss. I think that'd be a huge boost to confidence. Bo Pelini saying, we don't want the ball. Let them have it. 3 and out. That starts the feel of this game. That starts getting the Huskers going in the right direction.
All right, that's what's going on tomorrow. You can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 FM with pregame starting at 9:30. Kickoff is set for 2:37. A lot of things going on. The weather is going to get better after just a miserable day yesterday. It's supposed to be very nice this weekend. That's great for our Sporting Clay shoot on Sunday.
Yeah, rain or shine, they're going to shoot them off September 18th this Sunday, Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex. Polling for the kids. All the money goes to Kearney Catholic Stars and their trap shooting team. 100-target Sporting Clay shoot. It's up to 4 Lewis classes. You don't have to be good to go out there. You just like to shoot, have a good time. Entry fee $65.
Pre-entry $35. Cash for everybody.
Yeah.
You can go multiple times.
East on Highway 30 to Poole Avenue. Turn north 4 miles.
There you go. It's coming up this Sunday. For more information, contact Michelle at 440-6666, 440-6666, if you'd like more information on the Sporting Clay shoot coming up this week. Also, Daddy, there's a huge – is it huge? There's a big boxing match tomorrow night. They've already kind of messed around with the undercard a little bit, but tell me a little bit about it.
Well, if you're going to cheer for somebody and you don't like Floyd Mayweather because you think he's arrogant and whatever – it can be said he's a strange, strange individual. Cheer for Victor Ortiz. He's out of Garden City, Kansas. That's where he still puts his home. He moved to California to train. Still called Garden City, Kansas his home. Should be a great, great fight. You've been watching 24/7 on HBO. They've had some absolutely just wonderful insight to this fight. We don't know if it's going to be on any sports bar. We have not heard that. Matthew wants to know that on the Dent Popper inbox. Sorry, guys, we can't pass any information along to you. But should be a great fight. They want $65 for it, pay-per-view.
And have you talked to your resident expert on all things that are boxing and MMA? And
you know
UFC and all that?
I have not. I have not been able to find him.
Monday, the University of Oklahoma Board of Regents will be considering switching conferences and any legal ramifications of such a move. Everybody seems to be waiting on them. Are they gone?
You got to move.
There's an article out there today that says Texas is begging to join the ACC.
You know what? They've destroyed two conferences already. Why would you let them in?
UNK at Colorado Mesa tomorrow. Hastings College is going to be at Concordia tomorrow. Loper volleyball team just crushed New Mexico Highlands last night, 25-8, 17-9. They play at Pueblo tonight, Adams State tomorrow. Hastings College volleyball team is playing this weekend as well at the Mid-American Nazarene Tournament. Benedictine in Oklahoma City today. Southwestern College and Evangel tomorrow. Hastings men's soccer team at 9th-ranked Grandview tomorrow. The UNK women's soccer team at Colorado Mesa today. And nationally-ranked Fort Lewis on Sunday. And Tervell DeLognev wrestling for Team USA this weekend in the World Championships in Istanbul, Turkey. Go, Tervell. What I got to say about that. It's a busy weekend, folks. I hope you can enjoy many of the sporting events that are going on out there, including Tri-City Storm Hockey. They're back at home tonight for another exhibition game against Omaha after a 2-0 shutout behind Adam Miller in goal last night over Lincoln, and the Omaha Nighthawks lost. Oh, by the way, I want to make sure I tell you this. They split snaps between Jeremiah Masoli and Eric Crouch. Masoli much better. Crouch throws picks. Masoli throws touchdowns.
Never saw that coming at all.
No. Hey, we want to thank Kelsey Peterson, Kearney graduate and senior at Iowa State on the volleyball team starting tomorrow against the Husker. Eli Cabarone from Pro Football Weekly. Coming up Monday, Bo Pelini's press conference, a breakdown of the Washington game, and we are scheduled to be joined by Kansas City Royals Alex Gordon on Monday's program.
Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. See ya.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.